92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The World Health Organization recently announced that they want to rename monkeypox. Apparently, there's significant concern that the name monkeypox could be derogatory or have racist connotations. Oh, geez. Has it come to that? Now we're oversensitive about the name of diseases? Let's take a step back for the aerial view of this. Monkeypox was first named in 1958 when researchers in Denmark found monkeys had developed a pox-like disease. You can't change the history of where it came from, people. So why is it such a big deal to rename it? They say that they're doing this because, wait, it's over here on this page. They're doing this to avoid causing offense to any cultural, social, national, regional, professional, or ethnic groups, so basically everybody, and to minimize any negative impact on trade, travel, tourism, or animal welfare. Okay. And they've said they're probably going to change the name of at least a dozen other diseases that still exist, including Japanese encephalitis, Spanish influenza, and Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, but they haven't gotten to them yet. They're lower on the list. Outside of Africa, 98% of monkeypox cases involve men who have had sex with men. And with only a limited global supply of vaccines, authorities are racing to stop monkeypox before it becomes entrenched as a new disease.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBVM.